It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Phillies host the Diamondbacks on Father's Day, and pitcher Vince Velasquez gets to receive the first pitch from his father. In the top of the first inning, Paul Goldschmidt makes an early impact.
And the pitch to Goldie, and a drive to left. Did he get all of it? Back on it goes Nava. He looks up. This one's gone, and it's 2-0 Diamondbacks on a first inning home run by Paul Goldschmidt.
Michael Franco, third baseman, drives one deep to right field. It backs up Owings, and that one gets out of here. Two homers in a span of three Phillies batters against Robbie Ray. Franco hits his eighth, and it's a 3-2 ball game. That's hit deep right center field, and this is trouble. Gonna bounce off the wall. Ruff will score. Galvis flying home right behind. The throw is not in time. Looked like the throw beat him. The headsets are going on here. He is out at home. Blanco hit a big two-run homer here Friday night. Bouncing ball. It's by Josephine into right field. Ahmed scores, and it's 4-4.
1-1 pitch. Swing and a drive to center. Pretty well hit by Fuentes. Back goes Herrera. It is gone! A home run! Ray Fuentes straightaway center. His first big league home run. And the Diamondbacks have got the lead 5-4.
The Diamondbacks continue their impressive season. They improved to 18-17 on the road this year. Here's the manager, Torey Lovello.
We had a couple of tough moments today, and these guys didn't let that affect them. And I think I've said from the beginning, overcoming tough moments, cycling it through and then coming out the other end is something that winning teams do, and we do that very well. So we didn't feel like we were out of that game at any point today.
Anybody seems to be able to pick this team up. Is Ray the last guy you'd expect to have the bomb to center field in the extra innings on the road in a hot day?
Probably, but I've been around Ray for a long time, and I know that he's very capable of doing that. And, you know, what a Father's Day gift to his dad, a walk-off home run, his first career home run. It couldn't have come at a better time for us and for him.
The ninth inning, I was by your bench. Mm-hmm. Nick draws the walk, and everybody's top step. I mean, it says a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, it was a team at-bat. Yeah. You saw what happened there. Mm-hmm. Nick went up there with one thing in mind, and that was to get on base. He didn't care how he did it. He drew the walk, and obviously good things happened from there. So we put together a couple key at-bats after that, and then we had our best hitters up there. Unfortunately, they didn't get the job done, but we did our job to tie the score.
We haven't seen a hiccup from Robbie. I'm not going to say three runs is a hiccup, but it wasn't what we've seen in the last five.
Right.
What led to that, do you think?
Well, I think there might have been a little overall fatigue. He was exerting a lot of energy early. It was very hot and humid out there. He had an at-bat where he had to run the bases. There's a combination of several things, and maybe it was one click off fundamentally. I'm not exactly sure. I'll get a chance to talk to Mike Butcher about that and Robbie too, but I just think he got a little winded and a little tired, and it was time.
Seven in a row now for you. Just a matter of just some guys coming through, different things happening for at the right time.
I think so. I think it's a team effort. I think these guys have grouped together, and they understand what their roles are individually in a collective effort. They want to go out and win every game they possibly can. So we don't look beyond the moment. We just take care of today. And I, like I said, that ninth inning was a team moment. Everybody kind of rallied around one guy getting on base, and he made it happen.
Are you looking forward to this series in Colorado?
I think so. I think we all are. We haven't played them in a while. I know going in there, I'm sure it's going to be an exciting series. And you know, it's the team that's ahead of us. It's a chance for us to gain some ground and play some good baseball. We're not going to take anything for granted. We're going to be ready on Tuesday for a great three-game series.
The Diamondbacks are off until Tuesday when they begin a series in Colorado. Zach Greinke will start the opener.